Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. As always, please like, share, support. Please keep sending me your prayer requests. Today, we're going to talk about the mind. We're going to talk about our mental health. You know, I talked about health in an earlier episode on my podcast way back in the beginning. And I briefly mentioned the mind and I said a few things about the mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Jesus, our Savior, is called the Prince of Peace. Peace is something we need for our mind. You know, it's actually something quite interesting that a lot of the reasons why people have a hard time dealing with the concept of faith is because they think too much. There are many instances in the Bible where God told a particular person or a particular people something. He gave them clear and sound instructions. And the point of him doing it so in that way was so that they would not overthink the situation and become overcome with dread or worry and eventually or inevitably miss out on what God was trying to do in that moment. You can overthink a situation. You can overthink yourself to worry, to stress. You can focus on something so hard that you eventually create tension and cause a problem. You know, it's funny, these last 15 or so years, I think that's a good number to place it at, we in this country of America have finally begun to embrace our mental health and mental awareness. It's football season right now, so you can't watch an NFL commercial without seeing the one where a bunch of players come together and they share in their stories, and even one of the players goes on to say how now he feels comfortable being able to express that he's dealing with some things. And basically, the commercial promotes mental health. Now, that's a very good thing, and I'm glad that they're doing that. And I am glad to see mental health and awareness being checked on more and more. But just think about for a moment, all those years preceding that when people were feeling a certain way, they were struggling with stuff in their minds. They were carrying a lot of heaviness. And it was left unchecked. A man was told to just be a man. Don't worry about it. Be a man. Man up. Take care of the situation. Women weren't allowed to talk about certain things. They just had to keep that in internally. And you know, when you internalize something mental, it manifests itself inside of you as a physical ailment. You cannot keep that stuff in. It's supposed to come out. And when you try to keep it in, all you do is bottle it up and you start hurting and damaging your own body. You know, Dave Chappelle said something that was so profound. And if you listen to this podcast, you know, I don't usually name people and stuff like that. But he said, we must never forget that Anthony Bourdain killed himself. This dude was traveling all over the world. He had successful shows. He was rich. He had fame and respect. But because of the mental health issues of his past and past traumas and just everything that he was carrying inside that he couldn't get the help from that he needed, he chose to take his own life. Think about the 60s and the 70s where people were doing all types of drug abuse and drug usage to numb the pain that they were going through, to try and deal with the traumas that they dealt with, and how they ended up losing their lives because they couldn't cope, because they were damaging and destroying themselves, because they couldn't take away that pain. So many people in today's world, we find ways to try and numb the pain, numb the pressures and the strain that we're going through. Now, thankfully, it's not always that serious. There are those of us who are carrying a lot in our lives and we're stressed. and it's affecting our minds and we hold it in and we feel like we can't talk about it. We feel like there's no one there to listen. The human mind, the human body as a whole is a true marvel and a testament to God's wonder. The fact that we're even able to carry all these things and keep moving forward, we have such intestinal fortitude, it's really profound and it's amazing. The good news is we don't have to keep carrying everything and that there are ways to work on things. There are ways to improve and to better cure and to better improve our mental health. You know, if you listen to this, you hear me say all the time how God wants this for you, how he loves you, how he wants you to have a successful relationship, a happy, blessed life, how he wants you to have peace and happiness and good health. And I say all these things consistently so that you can start to think it yourself. I want it to actually become kind of, for lack of a better word at the moment, kind of programmed into your mind to get you to realize and get you to start thinking more and more that, yes, God, the Father who created me and loves me, does want me to have an incredible, amazing life. You know, positive thinking is something that can really help us. Like, it just doesn't have to be life. It just doesn't have to be reality. There are people who are struggling to get by, who are working as hard as they can, and they are very happy. Never mind the stressful situation, they are choosing to make the best out of life in whatever way that they can. While on the other hand, there are successful, wealthy, rich people who are dying and who are suffering and struggling, and the idea of just getting by or making those basic needs are something that they have no concept of. Your riches, your wealth, that doesn't determine your happiness. I grew up watching a lot of martial arts films. I like things that deal with martial arts. I love martial arts movies. Bruce Lee was my favorite martial artist. Watching back his movies, listening to some of his quotes, learning things about him. You know, I actually picked up a couple martial arts myself. I've studied. And one thing I can say about those particular styles and that Eastern culture, they stress mental health as well. They're all about meditation and having a calm mind, a strong mind. And that's what God wants us to have as well. God wants our mind to be healthy, to be intact. One of my favorite scriptures is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, he's not talking about a career and occupation. He's talking about your calling. He's talking about your life. He's saying, "I will give you rest. I will give you peace. Put that nonsense of the world away and just come to me. Put the stresses, put all those things that will trouble you, put those things away. For what I have for you is easy. What I have for you to do is light." When a group of people are beaten down, it's really hard for them to just rise up. It takes years. When you're beaten down personally, you start to develop certain habits. You start to think a certain way. You start to get used to it. If you can survive something, you can get used to it. And that's not always a good thing. That can keep you stagnant. And sometimes it's hard to fight back and to push back and to say, "No, I will not let this issue, I will not let it define me. I will not let it keep me down." Guys, it was never an issue. It was never wrong to talk about what's going on in that head of yours. It was never wrong to express certain things. It was always wrong to hold things in, to have a facade, and to hide. It's an issue that society has allowed to go on for too long. And I want anyone who's listening to know that it is okay to say that you're not okay. It is okay to want to express yourself to say, hey, I have these things going on in my mind. That is more than okay. We are all imperfect creatures. Nobody is perfect. We all deal with things, and we need to be able to express those things. God has always wanted us to express these things. And this part especially goes out to the church. We have to be able to speak. We have to be able to talk openly about certain things that have long since been discouraged. Only then can we truly come together as the people of God. We can't let conversations, certain topics, be off limits. We have to be willing to address it. And we have to be praying for one another's mental health. And we have to be fostering environments where people can have a healthy mind and a healthy mindset. And all those who are listening, if you don't have someone to talk to, I encourage you to go find someone to talk to. Therapy is a good thing. Find counselors. Write in. Reach out to somebody. There's no need to keep what's going on in your mind a secret. Thank you all for listening, guys. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I simply pray, Lord God, that you would protect those, Lord God, that you would be a comforter to those who are dealing with things mentally and struggling internally. And I pray that they have the confidence and the boldness to speak out and to get the help that they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening.